God's peace is always yours in Jesus. Hear the word of God from Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Therefore strengthen the weak hands, and make steady the feeble knees, and say to those with anxious hearts, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution, but he will come mightily to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the tongues of the mute loosened, and the lame will leap for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Dear friends in Christ, behold, your God will come. Do not say in your heart, God is apathetic and indifferent to my plight. Do not say, God doesn't care. Do not say God has abandoned us. Do not say God is too distant and removed to help. Behold, your God will come. And when he does, things will happen. Wonderful and glorious things. Reversals will occur. Changes will take place. Isaiah promises, strengthen the feeble knees. Hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Do not say in your heart, I have nothing to look forward to. The future will remain as bad as things have always been. Do not say, my sufferings will continue forever. The terminally ill will remain terminally ill. The blind will never see. The deaf will never hear. The lame will never leap. The cancer victim will never be healed. No. Behold, your God will come. And when he comes, wonderful and marvelous things will happen. Reversals will occur. Changes will take place. Isaiah promises us, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame will leap like a deer, the mute tongue will shout for joy. Do not say in your heart, the sinfulness of this world will go on forever. Abortions will never cease, crimes will never be punished, scars will never be healed, wars will never be stopped, death will go on forever. And we will forever be separated from our loved ones who died in Christ. No, behold, your God will come. He will come mightily to save you. And when he comes, wonderful and marvelous things will happen. Reversals will occur. Changes will take place. Isaiah says he will swallow up death forever. Do not say God's creation will forever be cursed. Paradise will forever be lost, and heaven will never be ours. Do not say the wicked will always prosper, the demons will forever demonize, the devil will never stop attacking, the demons will keep on winning. My sinful self will forever be defeated and condemn me. Death will always hold me. No. Behold, your God will come. And when he comes, things will happen. Wonderful and glorious things. Reversals will occur. Changes will take place. Isaiah promises, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He will come mightily to save you. Behold, your God is the living God. Your God is the life-giving God. Your God is the all-loving God. Your God is the God who sees, listens, pities, comforts, forgives, speaks, acts, heals, dies, rises, and saves. Your God is not a lifeless God. Oh, if there is one thing God is not, he is not lifeless. Your God is not indifferent to your needs. He could be, but he's not. Your God is not apathetic to your plight. He should be, but he isn't. If you are depressed, if you are burnt out, if you are disillusioned with your life, if you are fearful, if you are scared and scarred, if you are weeping, do not fear. Your God will come. And when he comes, things will happen. Wonderful and glorious things. Reversals will occur. Changes will take place. To you, O sinner, burdened by sin and guilt, pressured by the world to live against God, oppressed by demons and devils constantly holding your sin and guilt in your face, do not fear, your God will come. He will come mightily to save you. Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. And open your gates that the King of glory may come in. Behold, your God has come. 1 Timothy 3, great is the mystery, God appeared in a body. Galatians 4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. John 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Luke 2, today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. Wonderful and glorious things are happening. Reversals are occurring. Changes are taking place. God's kingdom has broken into our world. Matthew 11, go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive sight. The lame walk, those with leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is being preached to the poor. Not only will your God come, your God has come. The kingdom has arrived. Heaven is breaking in. The new age has dawned. Wonderful and glorious things are happening. John 1, to all who receive him, to all who believe in his name, he gives the right to be the children of God. Reversals are occurring. 1 John 1, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Changes are taking place. John 11, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Springs of living water are bubbling up in the desert. 1 Peter 3, baptism now saves you. The entire kingdom of God is being given out. Colossians 1, God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, you with fearful hearts and struggling faith, be strong, do not fear. Your God has come mightily and has saved you. At the cross, he poured out divine retribution against your enemies, but not against you. Wonderful things are happening. Jesus tells repentant adulterers, neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more by the power of my forgiveness. The man who beats his breast, confessing, God be merciful to me, a sinner, goes home justified. Luke 18. Prodigal sons and daughters return to the Father who never stopped loving them, and they are welcomed with hugs, kisses, feasting, and family. Your God has come with divine retribution against your enemy, the devil. 1 John 3, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Revelation 12, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Wonderful and glorious things are happening. Our God has come with divine retribution against our death. Matthew 28, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Reversals are taking place. Whoever believes in me will live even if they die. Our God has come with divine retribution against our sin. And you will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Our Savior has come mightily to save us. Do not be afraid, for behold, today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you. Behold, your God has come. The devil knows he has lost the war. Revelation 12, he is filled with fury because he knows his time is short. The demons know they have lost the war. Mark 1, the demon said, "Have you come at this time to destroy us, O Holy One?" Jesus said, "Be quiet," and the demon left the man. Then Jesus adds, "And when I cast out demons, you will know that the kingdom of God has arrived. Death and the grave know they have lost the war." 1 Corinthians 15, "Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory?" Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin knows that it has lost the war. John 1, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Therefore, do not fear. Your God has come. He has come mightily to save you. Isaiah 35 continues, "Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame man leap for like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." Behold, your God has come. When Jesus steps on the scene, he unclogs the ears of the deaf man and loosens his tongue. It's not that Jesus will take away all of our ailments on this side of heaven, your runny nose, your gout, and your malignancies. No, it's bigger than that. His miracles announce the Savior of the world has come, and he's come to save you in every way. The kingdom of God is breaking in. Reversals are occurring. Changes are taking place. He has come with divine retribution and vengeance against our enemies, but he has come mightily to save you. The day of vengeance arrived 2,000 years ago, when the babe of Bethlehem was born to die, when the babe once laid in the wooden manger was laid upon the wooden beams of the cross, when the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all, and by his stripes we are healed. Reversals have occurred. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. Sin has been punished. It's just that the nails went through Mary's little lamb instead of us. Death has been defeated. The grave has lost its sting. He is not here. He is risen. God's wrath has been satisfied. Therefore, do not live as if things have not changed. They have. Do not live as if life were nothing more than presents and fruitcake. It is. Your God will come on the last day, and you have nothing to fear because your God has already come, and he has come mightily to save you by his death over your sins and by his resurrection over your death. Therefore, be strong. Do not fear. Your God has come. Things have changed. The new age has dawned. The kingdom of heaven has arrived. Salvation is here, and it's ours. Peace with God and access to God have been restored. The curse has been reversed. Luke 2, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all mankind, on whom God's favor rests." The devil and demons are in full retreat, even if it doesn't look like it, all because the Christ of the crib became the Christ of the cross. And so the angels use the same words that Isaiah proclaimed. Isaiah said, "Do not fear. Behold, your God will come." And on Christmas night, the angels proclaim, "Do not fear. Behold, today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you." The angels announce similarly on Easter morning, "Do not be afraid. He is risen." The final fulfillment of Isaiah's promises are not yet seen fully with our eyes, even though much of it has, and the rest is already ours by faith. This Advent, we are reminded again not only that your God will come, but that your God has come. And he has come mightily to save you. Therefore, be strong and do not fear, even if we still find ourselves imprisoned like John, even if we still find ourselves living in a sinful wilderness with wars and rumors of wars, even if the wicked seem to prosper and the devil appears to be winning. Be strong. Do not fear. Your God has come. He has come mightily to save you. Therefore, rejoice, you former prisoners of war. Rejoice, you ex-cons. Your God has decisively saved you. The climax of history has already taken place at the cross. The storyline has already been written. The forgiving blood has already been shed. The saving death has already been died. The tomb is already empty. Jesus is already reigning on his throne. Your home in heaven is already prepared. The ending is already determined. Christ has won. The devil has lost. Christ has won. Death has lost. Christ has won. Sin has lost. And in Jesus, the blind, deaf, dumb, lame, and dying see, hear, sing, leap, and live with their own eyes, ears, tongues, limbs, and new life forevermore. All in Jesus. Amen.